Hi there, I'm Ryan Lloyd in for David Martin Davies. Today on The Source, Texas House District 123 is wide open, looking for a candidate to fill it following the upcoming resignation of longtime Democratic lawmaker Mike Villarreal. He is now running for mayor of San Antonio. We're talking to the candidates for the January 6th election. The filing deadline, by the way, still hasn't passed. It's at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Give us a call at 210-614-8980. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org or send us a tweet to @tprsource, and we'd love to put you on the air and talk directly to the candidates. Well, this half hour, we have Republican Nunzio Prevetera and Libertarian Roger Gary, and we want to thank you guys for being here. Next half hour, we'll talk to the Democratic candidates, Walter Martinez, Melissa Aguillon, and Diego Bernal. Gentlemen, again, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, since this is a forum and it's not a debate, I'm going to ask questions after some brief introductions that relate to the district and goals of each of the candidates. And once again, by the way, listeners, you can call in and ask questions of your own. Again, that number is 210-614-8980. Mr. Prevetera, let's start with you. Tell us who you are and what are your priorities for District 123?
Thank you, Ryan, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today. I grew up as an Air Force brat. You know, my family moved around the world. My father was in the Air Force, one of those rare individuals that served his country both in World War II and Vietnam, and his career spanned that whole time. When I was a young man, I lived in Turkey for 3 years as a preteen, and at that time I learned what I consider to be the most important lesson in my life. You will be treated by people in the same manner that you treat them. Respect earns respect. Serving others brings good tidings to you. When I got to college, I paid my own way through college. No student loans. My dad, being an enlisted man, would have given me the shirt off his back. Unfortunately, with five children, there wasn't a whole lot of money to spend on Nunzio's college. So I worked my way through school at East Texas State University. Spent my first 20 years of my business career working for major corporations like BorgWarner and Cisco Food Services, working my way into middle management. I was part of a leadership team that trained hundreds of employees. At about the 20-year mark, my wife and I started Integrity Insurance Agency, an independent insurance agency that serves the local area with business insurance, health insurance. I was one of the rare people that actually read the whole 2,600 pages of Obamacare.
And that's what I was going to ask you. You're an insurance guy. So
I
that's
am.
What your job for a living is. So, all right.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go to Mr. Gary here. And Mr. Gary, tell us about your background and why should people vote for you?
Well, I've lived in this district for virtually all my life. Been at least 30 years. Been very active in the neighborhood associations, being the board of directors of the Beacon Hill Neighborhood Association, as well as in the early days being their representative to the Coalition of Neighborhood Associations in San Antonio, which I'm not sure if I still have that organization or not, but been very active. I've also been, as a side profession from the railroad, I have rehabbed numerous houses in this district, going from teardowns, which the city had actually scheduled to demolish, to bringing up to standard, and then eventually selling them to individuals for them to live in. So I've supported it. This is a very diverse district. The downtown and near downtown areas and south side is entirely different from the north, so they've got different concerns. On the north side, you've got these toll road fiascos that they're going in, and I guess I've said enough about how I stand on that.
Well, we can talk about those issues later, but you're kind of feeding into my next question here, and I wanted to ask both of you about your feelings on the pulse of the district. It's been solidly, if I can say that word correctly, Democratic for more than a decade. So how do you, as a Republican and you as a Libertarian, feel about how you would fit into this district, Mr. Prevetera?
Well, I think that one of the things that we have to realize is that the district has been Democratic. However, the core values of the people living in the district are Republican. Many, many of our Hispanic neighbors, when you sit down and talk to them and share your actual core values and beliefs, you find out that they actually flow more along the lines of the Republican Party than the Democratic Party. And that's one of the things that, as we talk to people, we're educating them on.
And how about you, Mr. Gary?
Well, he must be talking to an entirely different group of people than I do, which probably is self-evident. But we have been walking the district. We've got our selected precincts. And by and far, the best responses we've gotten from everybody is when we say, I am not a Republican and I am not a Democrat. And that really resonates with them. The voters, I think, are sick and tired of those two parties thinking they're entitled to these positions. They are not, and we intend to show them that they're not.
Governor-elect Greg Abbott has said education will be one of his top issues as he takes the governor's chair in January. In addition, a Texas state judge has called the school finance situation unconstitutional. The first question is, what are your thoughts on education in Texas? And we'll start with you, Mr. Gary.
It's awful.
Tell us about that.
I've got friends. I've got a 31-year-old friend, high school graduate from one of the government schools. And she asked me, Roger, if my I owe my friend $2 and I give him a $5 bill, how much change will I get? Well, aren't they teaching basic math anymore? And I've asked some other people and say, no, they are doing it all on computers. They can't. And people's grammar and spelling and math, let's get back to those basics. That's what we need. The rest of the stuff they're squabbling about, what's in a high school history book? Well, who cares if they can't read and write? And that's my experience from my being, I'm in the inner city, and it's pretty sad.
And Mr. Privateer, I want to ask you about your thoughts and add this question in. Do you believe that per pupil spending on students needs to increase?
Ryan, 26% of the adults in our district did not graduate from high school. Education is a primary or priority, and it, as you said, it is going to be very important in this legislative session. You know, the primary goal of our school systems needs to be providing our students with opportunities to prosper as working adults, get them ready to be adults. Our magnet schools have done a pretty good job, but they need to be expanded, and our primary schools need to put a lot more emphasis on vocational skills and training people for their adult life. Yes, more money needs to be spent, but more importantly, the money that's there needs to be spent more wisely.
And do you think, I mean, because we did have all that money taken out in the 11 session, and 13, a little bit was added back in, a little less than half, I believe it was. So do you agree, how do you fall on that topic with all the money that was cut, $4 billion, and then, you know, the money was added back in?
Lieutenant Governor-elect Dan Patrick is already on position to make sure that that money is replaced this session. Okay. So, yes, that money is, we are going to focus on education. We're going to focus on working with the schools. I intend to be one of the leaders to make sure that it happens to the benefit of this district.
And you agree with that, Mr. Gare?
Our spending on education, I think, falls very much like a bell-shaped curve, which I think our listenership on this station will understand a bell-shaped curve.
Let's talk about more about that in just one moment. We do have to take a break. 614-8980 is the number to call. Give us a call. We'll talk to the candidates after this break. Welcome back to The Source. 614-8980 is the number to call. We are talking to the Republican and Libertarian candidate for the House District 123. The special election is January the 6th. We're talking to Roger Gary, the Libertarian, and Nunzio Privateer, the Republican, in this race. And Mr. Gary, I had to cut you off a moment ago, but you were talking about that bell curve. Tell me real quickly about your education thoughts here.
The bell-shaped curve shows, and I think we're at the top of it, that throwing more money is not necessarily going to produce better results. And as an example, I used to be in a cashier at a fast food place years ago. And we could identify who was homeschooled by when they came in. They were very questioning, they were very polite, and they asked questions, and they double-checked the math. I'm a strong believer in homeschooling.
Interesting. So you believe not necessarily more money will create better results?
I'm positive of it.
There you go. All right. Well, let's move on. I do have another question about the Speaker of the House being a very influential person. He is from San Antonio, Joe Strauss. You know, he decides where the representatives will be on committees and which bills will make it to the floor. This session, San Antonio Republican Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss, is facing Republican Scott Turner for the speakership. And there seems to be enough support for Strauss to be reelected to his speaker position. Do you support Speaker Strauss, Mr. Privatera? Sorry about that.
Yes, Ryan, I support Speaker Strauss to the utmost. I hear a lot of things about the Speaker, and you're very, very correct in that he has a lot of power to see what comes to the table and what doesn't. And, you know, a lot of his distractors don't seem to think he's conservative enough. However, just look at the bills that were passed in the last session. And if he had not allowed those conservative bills to get passed or even come to the session, they would have never gotten passed.
Do you support Speaker Strauss, Mr. Gary?
I don't support any of the candidates.
So that's a no. I mean, between the two, though, Mr. Turner and Speaker Strauss, which one would you support?
I'd probably flip a coin and sit it out.
Okay, I guess that's an easy enough answer. We do have a caller on the line. Okay, never mind. We don't have the caller ready. Let me go to another question about local issues. I mean, because we have a lot of local issues that we're facing. Transportation. We're going to be adding 1 million drivers to the roads in San Antonio in the next couple of decades. You know, and teen pregnancy rates are still high, even though, you know, the SA 2020 goals are saying that it has been decreasing. What do you see as maybe the one or two top priorities of this, you know, House district seat and what you would do in there? Mr. Privatera?
Yes, Ryan. I'll tell you what, one of the main things that I see, retired seniors make up 14% of the district. And any bills that come forward that raise taxes or follow a pattern that we've had in the past of what I call truth in taxation, and that is when a bill is passed to specify a need for a tax, and then next year or the year after we find it's diverted for other uses. Those are things that we have to fight against. We need no new taxes. We have plenty of money coming into the state.
All right, Mr. Gary?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly we don't need new taxes. In fact, I'd like to get rid of a lot of them we already have. My opponent here cited the elderly. What about the young folks? They're starting out in life. They've got major expenses for buying a house, hopefully, for buying a car. And if they have children, those children are a joy, but they're expensive. And they need the help, I think, worse than the seniors do.
Interesting. Okay.
And let's cut the taxes across the board.
Help the young people.
Exactly. Yep. We have such an influx, and in this district too, as influx of young people coming in. We have a brain gain in San Antonio. It is changing things dramatically, and that's who we're targeting in our campaign.
You know, just speaking from a personal perspective, I do live in the district, and I was just wondering about signs, because you see signs all over the place. I haven't seen any signs for you guys. How are y'all getting your message across and letting people know who you are?
We have numerous thousands of door hangers that we're circulating. We've got a lot of volunteers out. We are targeting who we are.
Are you not knocking on doors? And do you think that's the best way to reach people?
Absolutely, I'm the David in this race. And we got the Goliath triplets that are going to be on next hour.
Well, next half hour.
Half hour, whatever.
Yep.
And
how about you, Mr. Privateer?
Much the same, Ryan. We're knocking on doors. We're talking to people. We're phone banking. Our goal is to reach out to our constituency. If you'll notice, as you walk around and drive around, there's the other three candidates. You don't see one sign without seeing all three. It's almost as if they're all three paying the same people to put up all the signs, because they're always together.
Well, I mean, how do you feel like you can best reach people? If, you know, I mean, the sign is an obvious way, but what else are you doing?
This is a really short election.
Very short, yes.
You know, January 6th is Election Day. You have to do direct mail. You have to reach out and knock on doors. I've already working real hard to wear out a pair of tennis shoes just in the last week and a half. And but phone calling is going to be very important also.
Yeah. Well, you know, another issue, and I wanted to bring this up because I think it's important, immigration reform, the efforts to, you know, for the DREAM Act that protects children who are in this country, not because of their own doing, but because of their parents. Those are all dialogues going on right now. But what about border security? I think that's a huge topic. And so, you know, describe how you think the conversation on border security should go, and how do you think you would go about getting it done, Mr. Gary?
That is a hot issue.
Yeah, very.
And
I don't know if we can cover it all, but what are some of your thoughts? Give me some of your thoughts.
I don't think we are. My brothers and sisters that live in Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, any of those, I welcome them here as much as I would welcome my brothers and sisters from New York City, California, or Chicago. I'd like for them to come in here legally. I'd like to know who they are.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with, you know, Governor Perry had sent some troops down to the border? I don't know if Governor-elect Abbott will do the same thing or if he's going to pull those back. But, you know, Mr. Privateer, talk about your thoughts on border security. What is, are we doing the right things, and what can be done?
Well, you know, that is a hot topic. I'll be real honest with you. It's not as hot a topic in this district as you would think, because well over 80% of the working age people in this district are working and hardworking. Governor Perry did do the surge, so to speak. Governor-elect Abbott, I believe, is going to follow up the same thing. I think that it is very, very important that we secure the border. I have talked to countless immigrants that have come to this country and waited the time that they have to, waited till they became citizens to bring their families here. They are not happy at all that a lot of people are going to the front of the line. So, yes, we need to secure the border. No, I'm not for amnesty.
Mr. Gary, response?
I have a very close friend who is a Mexican national. He is here legally. He came over with a visa. It's one of the old visas that never expires, so he prizes that visa. His children were born in Mexico. They've been valedictorians of their class. They've been offered scholarships at prestigious colleges. And because they are now adults, they have to go back to Mexico. What are we losing by them going, being trained as doctors and then having to go back to Mexico, and we don't get the benefit in this state of the education that we provided for them?
Yeah, Mr.
If I could respond to that also, I think Mr. Gary makes a very good point there. And what you're going to see coming from the Republican Party, I believe, and the leadership in the party this session is work voucher programs. The very people he's talking about, yes, we do need to keep. I think where the line will be drawn, very candidly, though, is on citizenship. It's very important that those dreamers and that the workers that do come across with proper paperwork, do it properly, are sponsored by companies that will put them to work, and that they do pay the taxes that they rightfully should pay to be here.
If we have our people crossing with proper paperwork, then the ones that are running around out there in the bushes are definitely suspect to somebody you don't want. When we force them all to run around in the bushes to get in, we can't weed them out.
So taking these ideas and thoughts into the legislature, should you be elected, I mean, is it going to be an easy way to, or an easy avenue, I mean, do you think, as a legislator?
I don't think it'd be a hard avenue at all. As I said, I believe that the Republican leadership is like-minded in the regard to what we both just talked about, and they want that to happen.
Okay.
And of course, Republicans have a majority, and they'll ram whatever they want through there, so what difference does it make what I...
Well, and speaking of...
Hopefully you'll agree with that.
Probably my last question here, because we don't have too much time left, but I think my last question will be this. The GOP may control the House, but it is a divided one with the conservatives and so-called Tea Party members. But, you know, do you think that you could get things done with the Republican votes? You as a Libertarian, Mr. Gary, you as a Republican, Mr. Privatera, tell me about your thoughts on that.
As a Republican that's been very involved in the party, I was in Tampa at the last national convention. I have a relationship with Governor-elect Abbott already. I have a relationship with Governor-elect Lieutenant Governor Patrick. I've also worked closely with Senator Donna Campbell, Rep. Lyle Larson, and I very much believe that I am the person that can bring the needs of this district to Austin and get things accomplished for our district.
Mr. Gary?
As a Libertarian, you know, I can't give you a blanket response. Yes,
yeah.
Blanket response, mm-hmm. Because on economic issues, we very much agree with Republicans. We couldn't disagree more with them on a lot of their social stances. With the Democratic Party, we agree with so much in the social issues, but their fiscal issues, no, we can't go along with. So it depends on the issue, which side of the aisle I would be voting with. And I find my heart tends to go more with the Democratic Party than the Republican. But my head tends to go with a lot with what the Republicans say. So
so we are wrapping up our time here. Let's end by each of you giving a statement about why voters should vote for you. We do have the election coming up on January 6th. So we've talked about it's a very short time to campaign. Let's just give you a final response to go, and then we will move on with our segment. But Mr. Gary, you first.
I'm an independent, and I'm proud to say I am neither a Republican nor a Democrat. I will look at the issues, and we'll have somebody with some experience with me, and I look forward to it.
All right, Mr. Privatera.
You know, our state representatives need to be able to do three important things. They need to be able to listen and willing to listen to all the constituents in the district. They need to serve the constituents in the district, and more important, they need to be able to lead and take their constituents' views. Nunzio translates to messenger in Italian, and I want to be that messenger that leads this district in Austin.
Thank you very much, and we do appreciate you being here today. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk to the Democratic candidates Diego Berdahl, Melissa Aguillon, and Walter Martinez after this break. This is The Source on KSTX.